With March Madness behind us, the baseball season underway, and football not too far behind, there will be many sportscasters analyzing the games. This is Don Rush. Most of them will not be women, who have struggled to take their place in the arena and have often experienced obscene harassment. Julie DeCaro, a sports writer for Deadspin and a former sportscaster, has written a new book entitled Sidelined: Sports, Culture, and Being a Woman in America. Tell me a little bit about that experience that you had yourself in terms of watching particularly women who come up through the ranks and how they still seem to get sidelined.
Yeah, I mean, there definitely is a glass ceiling, particularly in the broadcast booth. So it's easy for women, not easy, but, you know, sideline work is something that is an acceptable place for women to be in the industry, right? You're regurgitating facts. You're soliciting opinions from men and not necessarily giving your own. It's an incredibly demanding job. And, you know, as someone who looks up to both Laura Oakman and Andrea Kramer and Pam Oliver, I know that this is a really difficult job that they do incredibly well. It just shouldn't be the only job that women can have in sports media. So, you know, the play-by-play booth especially has been difficult for us to break into. You know, if you look at sports talk radio, I think you see hardly any women. And the ones you do see have shows late at night or, you know, like overnight.
You talk a little bit about the fact that you at times found yourself hesitant to break in to give your own opinion. What is that like to have that hesitation?
Boy, for someone that is opinionated as I am, it is very tough. You wind up self-censoring a lot. For example, when we're talking about sexual harassment, and then you have a panel of four guys sitting there talking about sexual harassment, women's voices are needed in those conversations. At the same time, you know that if you wade into this, you're going to get a ton of blowback.
You describe, as a matter of fact, in a video, More Than Mean, in which you have men reading some of the comments that you got.
Yeah, so I had written an article for Sports Illustrated about the vitriol that women deal with online. And because of that article, the guys from Just Not Sports reached out to me. And they said, you know, we have this idea. We're going to do a Jimmy Kimmel kind of mean tweets thing, but the tweets are going to get progressively darker. And eventually we're going to show people what you guys deal with.
Let's play a portion of that, at least without the profanity, to give people a sense about what it is that you're receiving online.
Hopefully the skank Julie DeCaro is Bill Cosby's next victim. That would be classic.
I don't know what to say to that.
I hope your boyfriend beats you. I'm sorry.
Why bring up your own rape in this story? Is it your way of firing back at critics who said you can't get any?
That's something, huh?
I'm sorry.
Okay. So I have to read all of them, right?
Julie.
It's interesting because as Sarah and I talked about the video, we noticed that people were much more upset with the men's reactions to reading it than they were to our reactions. So the guys are seeing this stuff for the first time. They are visibly upset. They're shaken. They're apologizing to us. And that is what really seemed to strike a chord with people. And I always wonder, if we hadn't had men read it, if it had just been Sarah and I reading them, if we would have gotten the same reaction.
Julie DeCaro, a sports writer for Deadspin and a former sportscaster, who has written a new book entitled Sidelined: Sports, Culture, and Being a Woman in America. Full interview will be aired on Delmarva Today on WSDL 90.7 FM at 9 a.m. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.